Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Sometimes I think we forget the great ideas that a lot of our dairy operations around the state, around the countryside have when it comes to sustainability, environmental projections on how they're going to run their operation, and also new flavors, a new way to deliver dairy to our consumers. Joining us today is Tom Guerin. He's a senior management team member and the research program manager for the Center for Dairy Research. Now, Tom, the reason we're chatting in part is because of a grant program that's available through the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. Let's just pause for a moment. Some folks might not be as completely familiar with what the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance is. Can you explain that partnership a little bit?
Sure, I can, Pam. Not a problem. The Dairy Business Innovation Alliance started out of the 2018 Farm Bill. And that Farm Bill included a piece that was set up by Tammy Baldwin, actually, who was looking to set up to three dairy innovation centers across the country. These centers targeting primarily dairy farms and processors and looking to, you know, promote diversification, innovation, and marketing to help the dairy industry get more for their milk and be more resilient. And in that process, a number of groups here in Wisconsin got together. We met a number of times over at the Department of Ag over in DACAP to talk about how best would Wisconsin go after this. And a couple of things came out of it. One, we knew we needed to be regional and focused. And we wanted to make sure as well that we had all the right processes and things in place. So the end result was the Center for Dairy Research, due to its connection with the university, of course, we have all the processes and the experience in handling federal grants. So that made things a lot easier. But it was decided we would partner with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association due to their extra reach, of course, across the various companies across the Midwest region that we have. So our region actually covers ourselves here in Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota. And the purpose of the group is to be able to receive those allocated funds that come each year from the Farm Bill and then distribute them out into various programs and grants. Mm-hmm. And that's how we kind of came about.
Well, the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance is back in action again in 2021, offering up nearly $1 million in grants for good ideas. I guess that's the way I'd look at it. Tom, in 2020, there were grants awarded. Tell me a little bit about how that round went and what you're looking forward to this time around.
Sure. So the initial funding that we received from the Farm Bill wasn't that much. It was $460,000. And as part of that agreement, that award, at least half of that money has to go to grants. And the rest goes to technical assistance. So we ran the first grant program. And we actually had, we thought throughout the region we might get about 20 to 30 applicants, but we had 77 applicants, all looking for in excess of $1.5 million total in grants that they were looking for to promote their ideas, et cetera. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough money to support everybody. And in the end, we ended up with awarding 13 successful applicants. Eight of those were in Wisconsin. So like I said, unfortunately, the demand was high, but we didn't have enough money. But next year, later on this year, here March 1st, we have another one coming out. But that first grant, we learned a lot. We learned a lot about what people were looking for and the kind of ideas that they had. I would say one thing that struck me in particular about it was a number of applicants who were looking to sell locally. So develop products, flavored milks, cream cheeses, et cetera, that they want to sell in their local markets. And that led to a number of other discussions and ideas for the future that we might be able to help people with.
Well, and they were doing that all in light of the unfolding pandemic, correct?
Absolutely. And that did affect us because one of the ideas we had was to do a series of seminars, which turned into webinars. And this whole idea of these webinars came about because we, experience-wise at the CDR, we've seen entrepreneurs come in with great technical ideas of products they want to make, but quite often wouldn't have the other aspects of getting their idea realized, specifically getting set up as a business, how to go after financial assistance and grants, like the very one we just did, understanding safety, quality, regulatory issues. So what we did is we set up a series of webinars to illustrate and point out to point out the local resources that are available in all of these areas. And in many cases, a lot of them are free. So for our next round of grants, for example, we highly recommend that everybody go back and take a look at those grants, because organizations such as the Small Business Development Centers provide fantastic resources in helping with putting grants together, et cetera. So it all kind of comes together.
Absolutely. And by the way, those webinars that are available, all you have to do is go to the Center for Dairy Research website, cdr.wisc.edu, and just look for the webinars. And as Tom said, if you're thinking about applying for a grant, it probably behooves you to take a look at those webinars and get a handle on targeting specific monies, or at least how you approach your grants. So now March 1st is when the next grant period opens as far as applications are concerned, Tom. What are your expectations this time around?
We see a lot more, and we can do a lot more this time, because the second round of funding that we received from the Farm Bill was a lot more. We received $6.1 million, and this time around, we are targeting $3.4 million of that to go to grants. That will take the form of two rounds of grants, the first one coming in March, where we're grants of between $5,000 to maybe $50,000 is what we're looking at. And that will be a replication of somewhat of the previous grant cycle that we did. We have a third round that we're looking at, where we're trying to entice projects that maybe solve more industry-related problems. So, for example, the amount of permeate that we have, how do we convert that from a commodity product into something more valuable? So those are the kind of things that are coming. So the first round opening up in March 1st, the second round of the smaller grants we believe will be, we're targeting maybe towards September, October, thereabouts, and we're still putting together the plans for the larger grants. The larger grants will be with about $1 million for that, and they'll be up to about $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the previous grants that have received some awards. How does it make you feel as a researcher to get that input or get that foresight from outside of your building, Tom? Does it help inspire your scientists? Does it give them a sense of direction as far as projects they're going to be working on? How does the Center for Dairy Research kind of benefit, shall we say?
It's a pretty good feeling, I have to be honest, because you see the tangible results of what's coming out of the work that comes out of the center. And together with our partners at Wisconsin Cheesemakers, to see these applicants, a lot of small farmers, small businesses with great ideas, and we can actually make a tangible influence to help them get those ideas up and running. And when you see those products coming online, you see the progress that they're making, it's very different. So here at the center, for example, we're a nonprofit. We're not chasing money. But the success of each of these individual applicants and the dairy industry in general is really what drives us. So it's a pretty good feeling to see success coming along.
Excellent. Tom Gurin's along with us. He's a part of the senior management team at the Center for Dairy Research. He's the research program manager. We're talking about the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance and the grants that are going to be made available, with a website opening March 1st. Deadline, April 30th. And like Tom said, this time around, they've got a little bit more money to spread out across good ideas in dairy country. And like you said, Tom, it's not just Wisconsin-centric when it comes to where applications can come from.
Correct, correct. And if you look at the first round, as I said, we had 77 applicants, and I think over half of those actually came from Wisconsin, but a significant amount from the other states. Obviously, here in Wisconsin, we have more farms, so we had more applications. And that was borne out as well when you look at the awards that we gave. We gave out 13, and 8 of those were in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But they were split throughout the whole five-state region.
Now, just curious, we talk about the gradual increase in money that the Dairy Business Innovation Center has been able to secure. What is the funding outlook beyond 2022, Tom? Any idea?
So the goal of the Farm Bill is funding to be allocated every year, and funding to be provided every year. All depends on what the Senate does from an allocation perspective. However, we did, just at the start of the year, receive some good news that there will be funding, funds allocated for a third round. So again, that'll be somewhere in the region of $6 million again. So as I said, at least half of that has to go to grants. So we do see this grant program continuing. Part of the Farm Bill legislation that was put up is looking to see how do we build on each of these. So each round kind of builds on the other. So we will see how that goes. We have some great ideas, obviously, in place. And if you check out the DBA website, some great ideas for the second round. And the third round, we've some ideas we got to get down on paper and finalize along with our collaborators. Because, as I said, five-state region, we work closely with the Department of Ag in each of those states, as well as with Midwest area as well, are one of our other partners in this.
Right. And hopefully by the time that we get into that third round, the pandemic will be behind us and you can do maybe a little bit more face-to-face communication. Tom Gurin along with us. Do we do any follow-up on these grant projects, Tom? How successful they were? Did they get off the ground? Did it go according to plan? Is there any follow-up or is there any being planned?
There is. And that's a requirement for from the USDA is at the end of the year and for the 3 years of the project, to follow up and see, well, the goals that you outlined, did you meet them? How successful were you? Is it a case of increased sales or new product development? Or did you create add jobs, for example, into the market? Those are the kind of things that when people are awarded a grant, they sign up to help us collect that information afterwards.
Excellent. Well, we'll be following up for sure. That's Tom Gurin. He is again with the Center for Dairy Research, their research program manager and part of the senior management team that's going to be evaluating and looking at all of the grant applications for the 2021 Dairy Business Innovation Alliances grant program. Like you said, more money is available this year, and they are looking for good ideas from not just Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Application period opens on March 1st for this round and closes April 30th. And as we said, very wise to take a look at some of the specifics on the application in the Let's Get Started webinar series available on the Center for Dairy Research website. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.